Federal authorities freed a former Nazi concentration camp guard after failing to find a country who'd take the poor old man. 81-year-old guy, stripped of his U.S. citizenship. The government wanted to deport him, but nobody wanted him. In September, this guy's lawyer asked a judge to have his client released, citing a 2001 U.S. Supreme Court decision requiring the freeing of those still held for deportation 6 months after a removal order. The Justice Department said it released this guy because Romania, Hungary, Germany refused to accept him. Said a judge, what country is going to accept an 81-year-old man who is in declining health and is known as a former concentration camp guard? An ethnic German born in Romania, joined the Nazi military organization, the Waffen-SS in 43, served as a guard at a concentration camp in Nazi-occupied Austria. But 119,000 people were killed at that concentration camp, political prisoners, Jews, Soviet, Dutch, and Czech prisoners of war. He's somebody's grandpa. Somebody calls this whole codger grandpa. I didn't get to know my grandpa very well, and I used to be jealous of those people who had grandpas who took them fishing and stuff, but I never thought about the fact that some people have grandpas like this. Good old grandpa, the World War II Nazi concentration camp guard. That's Gramps. That's why I love sitting around with him, around the fire, on camping trips, after fishing. Because I love to hear him regale us with stories of the old days, when he killed Jews. Every grandpa has some great old stories to share with the young'uns, and our Gramps is no exception. He was with the SS, and he helped ensure genocide succeeded. No small thing. Plus, he can whittle a little fawn with a buck knife and a tree branch. Yeah, that's Gramps. That's old Gramps, former employee of Hitler. Now just a gentleman fisherman. Loves to fillet a bass and talk about the good old days, when instead of rifling through a tackle box, he'd rifle through the clothes of concentration camp victims. Said he found some great stuff. Quite a character, old Gramps. Yeah, he has us sit on his lap sometimes and watch the sunset. And while we're staring off at the horizon there, he lights the back of our heads on fire as a medical experiment to test a new aloe-based burn treatment he's working on. Hurts like a son of a bitch, but we scar up real bad, but he says it's necessary. Of course, we still love him. He's Gramps. He's old Gramps.